Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 8, Chapter 4, which is entitled Gajendra Returns to the Spiritual World, text number 14 onwards. Etat Maharaja Tava Irita Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashashyam Kali Kalmashafam Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaj Taverito Maya Krishnanubhava Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashashyam Kali Kalmashapaham Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaj Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashashyam Kali Kalmashapaham Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashashyam Kali Kalmashapaham Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhava Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashashyam Kali Kalmashapaham Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashashyam Kalmi Kalmashapaham Dusvapna Nasham Kuruvarya Shrinvatam. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Swargyam Yashashyam Kali Kalmashapaham Matajis. Etan Maharaja Taverito Maya Krishnanubhavo Gajaraja Mokshanam Etat This Maharaja, O King Parikshit, Tava unto you, Irita described Maya by me, Krishna Anubhava, the unlimited potency of Lord Krishna, by which he can deliver a devotee. Gajaraj Mokshanam, delivering the king of the elephants. Swargyam, giving elevation to higher planetary systems. Yashasyam, increasing one's reputation as a devotee. Kalikalmasha apaham, diminishing the contamination of the Kali Yuga. Dusvapnanasham, counteracting the causes of bad dreams. Kuru Varya, O best among the Kurus. Shrinvatam, of persons who hear this narration. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear King Parikshit, I have now described the wonderful power of Krishna as displayed when the Lord delivered the king of the elephants. O best of the Kuru dynasty, those who hear this narration become fit to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Simply because of hearing his narration, they gain a reputation as devotees. They are unaffected by the contamination of Kali Yuga and they never see bad dreams. Text 15, we will read the translation. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and in particular the Brahman Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is without deviation to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. Purport. Every verse in the Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, is a Vedic mantra. Here the words Yathanu Kirtayanti are used to recommend that this literature to be presented as it is. Unscrupulous persons, however, deviate from the actual narration and interpret the text in their own way with grammatical jugglery. Such deviations are to be avoided. This is a Vedic injunction supported by Sukadeva Goswami, one of the Mahajans or authorities. He says, Yathanu Kirtayanti, one should recite the mantra as it is, without deviation, for then one will be eligible to rise to the platform of all good fortune. Sukadeva Goswami especially recommends that those who are Brahmanas, Shuchayaha, recite all these mantras after rising from bed in the morning. Because of sinful activities at night, we have bad dreams, which are very troublesome. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhishthir was obliged to see hell because of a slight deviation from devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, dusvapna, bad dreams, occur because of sinful activities. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as his disciple, and to counteract the sinful reactions, he accepts from the disciples, he has to see a bad dream. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he accepts this troublesome business for the deliverance of the victims of Kali Yuga. After initiation, therefore, a disciple should be extremely careful not to commit again any sinful act that might cause difficulties for himself and the spiritual master. Before the deity, before the fire, before the spiritual master and before the Vaishnavas, the honest disciple promises to refrain from all sinful activity. Therefore, he must not again commit sinful activities and thus create a troublesome situation. We'll also read further verses till the end of this chapter because there are no purports to these verses. Now text number 16, translation. O best of the Kuru dynasty, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul of everyone, being thus pleased, addressed Gajendra in the presence of everyone there. He spoke the following blessings. Text number 17 through 24. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, freed from all sinful reactions are those who rise from bed at the end of night, early in the morning, and fully concentrate their minds with great attention upon my form. Upon my form, your form, this lake, this mountain, the caves, the gardens, the cane plants, the bamboo plants, the celestial trees, the residential quarters of me, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the three peaks of Trikuta mountain made of gold, silver and iron, my very pleasing abode, the ocean of milk, the white island Shvetadeep, which is always brilliant with spiritual rays, my mark of Shrivatsa, the Kaustubha gem, my Vajayanti garland, my club Komodaki, my Sudarshan disc and Panchajanya conch shell, my bearer Garuda, the king of birds, my bed Sheshanag, my expansion of energy, the goddess of fortune, Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, Prahlad, my incarnations like Matsya, Kurma and Varaha, my unlimited all auspicious activities which yield piety to he who hears them, the sun, the moon, fire, the mantra Omkar, the absolute truth, the total material energy, the cows and the brahmanas, devotional service, the wives of Soma and Kashyapa, who are all daughters of King Daksha, the rivers Ganges, Saraswati, Nanda and Yamuna, the elephant Airavat, Dhruva Maharaj, the seven rishis and the pious human beings. Text number 25th. Translation. My dear devotee, unto those who rise from bed at the end of night and offer me the prayers offered by you, I give an eternal residence in the spiritual world at the end of their lives. Text number 26th. Translation. Shukdev Goswami continued. After giving this instruction, the Lord, who is known as Rishikesh, bugled with his Panchajanya conch shell, in this way pleasing all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma. Then he mounted the back of his carrier Garuda. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 8th canto, 4th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Gajendra Returns to the Spiritual World. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Vracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda श्रियाद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम। Text 15 translation. Therefore, after getting up from bed morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and in particular the Brahman Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is, without deviation, to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. Hare Krishna. I'd like to seek blessings of all devotees here. And because the topic is very specific and Samaya was told last minute, so I'll try to do some justice. The topic of dreams. So one time I remember that Radha Gopinath was giving a class and he was mentioning this point that one who renders devotional service to Krishna returns to Krishna never to come again. So there was one boy in the class who asked Prabhuji's question that what is the guarantee that we will not come back again? Krishna promises that once we go we don't come, but we have come from the same place. So what is the guarantee that once we return we never come back again? So Radha Gopinath gave a wonderful example, very relevant to all our lives. He mentioned that sometimes we see a bad dream in the night and we are very horrified, frightened. Sometimes we shout loudly also in the night because of the dream. So when we get up, we are so frightened, we are so horrified, we don't want to see the dream again. Do we plan, do we pray to Krishna that let the dream come again next night? In fact, next night, if the remnants of the reminiscence of the dream is still there, we pray to Krishna that let that dream not come. Similarly, Prabhu mentioned that once you return to the spiritual world, you will see back that the whole experience was a bad dream. And once you go, you don't want to experience that bad dream again. And therefore, bad dreams are not good, definitely. One time Srila Prabhupada was questioned, actually. One boy came to Los Angeles and asked, Srila Prabhupada, what is your opinion about bad dreams? And Prabhupada says, all dreams are bad, whether night dream or day dream. So Prabhupada took the whole question philosophically. And Prabhupada said that night dream is illusion because you forget who you are. And even the day dream, when you are in bodily concept of life, you are an illusion. You think that thing, you are this body and you are working for this body. That also is a dreaming. Of course, that dream lasts for a long time and we enjoy that dream. But Prabhupada is mentioning that both dreams are wrong, both dreams are bad. As long as we don't come to the real concept of the spiritual understanding of who we are. So Prabhupada is mentioning that when you sleep, you forget. And Prabhupada is explaining that how even daydreaming is, even our current life in bodily concept is also dreaming. Prabhupada mentioned that when you sleep, you forget who you are. And then when you get up, you forget what you dreamt. So at all stages you keep forgetting, and therefore both are illusion. So therefore in this age of Kali Yuga, we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates, they are all coming and they are waking us up. This wonderful bhajan is there. Jiva jago, Gaura Chandra bole, Koto Nidra, Jao Maya, Pishachira kole. Wake up sleeping souls, wake up sleeping souls. Why? Because we are all sleeping. During daytime also we are sleeping and night also we are sleeping. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and saying, take this holy name, NHA Aushadi Maya Nashibaro Lage, Hari Nama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Mage. So this Mahamantra which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got has descended here, the holy name has come to eradicate our sleep. But how fortunate we are that we sleep during chanting. So, I remember our Sudama Prabhu sitting behind there. He mentions in his holy name seminar that He gives analysis, why do devotees sleep in chanting? And he mentions that all our acharyas have compared the chanting to be like nectar, very sweet. And it's our experience that if we take very heavy prasad in the night, especially very heavy sweets, nectarian sweets, and we take many helpings, then the morning by default we get up late, or if we are getting early in the morning and chanting, then while chanting we sleep because of heavy stomach. So he was analyzing probably that when you chant Hare Krishna and when you don't pronounce properly the holy name, or when you eat the words Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, like that, when you eat some words, so what you are eating? Hare Ram, you are eating a sweet. So when you eat sweet, what happens? Sleep comes. So therefore, it's an unfortunate situation that we have to even not able to take this holy name which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got. Srila Prabhupada was again questioned by that boy, that Prabhupada, you're saying that bad dream is, my question is that bad dream may be not good. What about good dreams like devotees coming in the dream or a spiritual master coming in the dream? So you find sometimes that definitely we don't appreciate bad dreams, but many times we see that we are very happy when we see some good dream about some devotee or spiritual master, we are enlivened. And we see in scriptures that many times Lord has instructed his pure devotees through dreams. So many examples are there. We have the example of Shripad Madhavendra Puri, who was instructed by Lord Srinathji or Lord Gopal in a dream that please go and get chandan for me, I am feeling very hot. And previously also he was instructed in a dream that he should go and find me here near Govardhan. Shripad Madhavendra Puri, who never slept much, but for a dream to come, Lord made him sleep. So you find Lord entering into someone's dream and instructing him. In Jagannath Puri, we find so many devotees getting dream. We find the famous example of the story of Khaja, where the devotee, he gets a dream and Lord Jagannath is giving a recipe of the Khaja. Prepare this for me and serve me. And then we see Navdeep Dham, our Jagannath temple is there, ISKCON Jagannath temple. The whole story began by Jagdish Ganguly getting a dream that since you are not able to come to Jagannath Puri, you will find me here in Navdeep. So many times Krishna comes in a dream and reveals. Like recently Anang Mohan Prabhu had come from Kolkata and he was narrating very nice pastime of Jagannath. He was mentioning that somewhere in Bengal there is one village called as Mahesh. So there one devotee was staying. His name was Kamlakar Pippalai. This devotee's name is also coming in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was very close associate of Lord Chaitanya, but he was blind by birth. So Kamlakar Pippalai would regularly, with the help of devotees, go to Puri to attend the Rath Yatra there and meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one particular year he could not go because there were not many devotees going from that village. So he was crying a lot, he was thinking that I am so unfortunate, I am so fallen that I am not able to visit Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra. So that night he got a dream of Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath told him, don't worry, you want to come to my Rath Yatra? I will myself come with the Rath Yatra there in your village, Mahesh village. And tomorrow morning when you go to take bath, you will see a log of wood, Daru Brahma, which will come and hit you. So make deities of those wood and every year you perform your own Rath Yatra. And I promise you, your Rath Yatra will become very popular like Jagannath Rath Yatra. So even today after 500 years, there is something called as Mahesh Rath, which is very popular. I have never heard about it, but devotees who are staying in Bengal may appreciate this, that Mahesh Rath is very popular. Every year there is Rath Yatra and thousands of people come and participate in the Rath Yatra just to commemorate the pastime of Jagannath revealing to his devotee. So Lord Jagannath is very mystical. Recently, some years ago, just before the Rath Yatra, one day before Rath Yatra in the night, Lord Jagannath also came in a dream of one police officer and told him that under my Rath there is a bomb. So you go there exactly under this column and you will find the device there and you plug out this particular color of wire. Then you come back again next day after, and during the rat you go and sleep again in the afternoon, and I will reveal you who put the bomb there. The police officer is not supposed to sleep during the Rathyatra time. He is on duty, but he had to sleep because Jagannath was going to reveal something to him. So he went there and he saw exactly a device there, and then he plucked out one wire which Jagannath had told him, and so that bomb was diffused. But he did not reveal to anyone that a bomb was there because he wanted to catch those criminals. So the next day when the Rathyatra was going on, he went and slept. And Lord Jagannath again came in his dream and told him that go to this place, will not mention what place, that is beyond this class. A particular religious people are there in that place, and catch them there. So this police officer went with all of his constables, and indeed they were there, and they were unhappy that their plan was spoiled, and police officers caught them. So this is about Lord Jagannath's dream. So such dreams are also there, where Jagannath is coming in dream, devotees are coming in dream. And Srila Prabhupada also had dreams. Prabhupada mentions about his spiritual master coming in his dream and telling him, take sannyas. Srila Prabhupada, he humbly mentions that he was horrified when he heard that his spiritual master is instructing him to take sannyas. And two times Srila Prabhupada got this dream. But Srila Prabhupada, in humility, did not much put put emphasis on the dream, till his god brother, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, told him that he should take sannyas. And then Prabhupada saw that actually my spiritual master is now lively speaking through a sadhu. So Prabhupada is here, when asked what about good dreams, Prabhupada says that dream is actually not good. Because for dream, you have to sleep. And Prabhupada says sleeping is not good in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says when you sleep too much, you get dreams. So Prabhupada is trying to establish a fact through Guru Shishya Parampara that Vaishnavas do not put much emphasis on instructions to dreams. They put emphasis on instructions received directly from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And if it's confirming the dream is confirmed by Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, then they accept it. Otherwise what will happen, we will all get crazy dreams and we will consider it as revelation from the Lord. Maybe sometimes Krishna will come in our dream and said, we may say that, oh, Krishna has told not to come for Mangalarti, or Krishna has told me to chant only 15 rounds. So strange things may happen in our spiritual life. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada as Acharya was proving the point that whatever dream it may be, it is not relevant, because most important is that we take to Krishna consciousness and spend less time in illusion and more time in knowledge, acting on the platform of spirit soul. So Prabhupada also mentioned that we all are living in a daydream, and in a daydream we are building our own castles, we are building our empires. And just like sometimes children, they build castles, sand castles on the beach, and they become so much attached to those sand castles, and the parents say come home now, but they don't want to come home because they are so attached. But the parents know that high tide will come and the castle will be destroyed. So the high tide comes, the castle is destroyed, the children are crying and the parents are laughing. And Prabhupada says the parents are laughing, but the sadhus are laughing at the parents, that one day it will happen to your life also. Your castles, which are built in the material world, they will also get destroyed. So this is also a dreaming. This is a longer dream, Prabhupada says. And the only reality is the holy name, which is the only shelter for all of us. In fact, I was reading an article about holy name, and the article mentioned that how this is the age of people wanting everything portable, which you can carry easily. Previously there were transistors and big radios and big computers, then laptops, and now palm tops, now iPods. Smaller it is, more portable it is. So in Kali Yuga, which is the age of portable things, Lord has come in a very portable form, the holy name. You can carry Lord anywhere. So this is the glory of the holy name, which all of us can carry always and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. Recently, the VTA devotees and Gaurangpur had gone to Hampi, and I also got a chance to go there. And Gaurangpur was mentioning in his class that here at Hampi, which is the the place of Vijayanagara Empire, we can see the opulence of Krishna as time. Because Vijayanagara Empire at one time, 800 to 900 years ago, was a very flourishing kingdom, well known all over the world. People would come from various parts of the world to trade with Krishna Devaraya. And today if you go there, just simple ruins, nothing else. So time factor is so strong that all our dreams, people want to fulfill their dreams and wishes, but all those dreams will be destroyed in due course of time. And what will remain? Only just names. Nothing will remain. So all these people who were there at that time, those who were practicing Krishna consciousness, they got benefit of the Krishna consciousness. They could not take anything with them. So we can see that if you want to come over the illusion, and if you want to come over the real, the bad dream, which we are living, thinking that we are this body, then here also Sukadeva Goswami is urging that we should recite the prayers of Gajendra. Because Gajendra also was living in a dream world near Trikuta mountain. And then suddenly he was caught in the grasp of a crocodile. So he came out of that dream by chanting prayers to Lord Vishnu. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying that if you want to come out of this bad dream, then we have to take shelter of Lord's holy name, Lord's holy form and Lord's holy pastimes. Srila Prabhupada was in Aligarh once, and Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture, Hindi lecture, in the house of a very prominent industrialist. And Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that our Prime Minister of India has put up a slogan that Kam Adhik Bate Kam. So Prabhupada says then that, but we don't agree with her. We are saying Kam Kam Bate Adhik. So the industrialist was a little disturbed, because in the audience there was a mantri also, one cabinet minister. So he went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, mantri hi aaye hai. So Prabhupada said, where is mantri? Prabhupada took the mic and asked, where is the mantri? And Prabhupada says, am I wrong? I am saying that Kam Kam Bate Adhik. Bate Adhik means Krishna Kada should be more. You should be working hard like an ass, reduce your work and start discussing Krishna Katha. Am I wrong or right? And the minister said, no Prabhupada, you are right. But similarly, in our Krishna consciousness, we are working so much, but we hardly get time for Krishna Katha. We should remove some time. And removing time is very difficult, but we should remove some time and do Krishna Katha. Direct Krishna Katha. Many indirect things happen in our life, but direct Krishna Katha also should be there. So this is what we can learn from Srila Prabhupada's urging of Kam, Kam and Bhati Adhik. So we have to continuously discuss about Lord Krishna's holy pastimes and Lord Krishna's holy names we should take. Since we have some more time left, I decided to just speak something from Ramayana, where we see that how, just like Srila Prabhupada is saying here, we can overcome all the bad elements in our life by discussing about the good things, especially about Lord's holy pastimes mentioned here and also holy name. So recently we had this celebration of Dashara, Vijayadashmi, where we saw the epitome of victory of good over evil, where Lord Ram killed Ravana. And Prabhupada says he gave a very amazing lesson to Ravana, which is noted down in history for so long time, that Ravana, who was such a tyrant, was destroyed by Ram. So in the Valmiki Ramayana it is mentioned how, what actually took place on the last day of the fight, the final game, when Ravan came out on the battlefield and Lord Ram fought. So it is mentioned there that when Indrajit was killed and Ravan received the news that Indrajit is killed, Indrajit was, his own son is killed, Ravan fainted and he could not regain his consciousness for a very long time. Because all his hopes, final hopes were dashed, and he had very strong hopes on his own son, Indrajit. Because Indrajit was not an ordinary person, he had even conquered Indra. And here Indrajit was killed, and Ravana was so much disarrayed. So when he was awoken back after a long time, he became very mad in rage. And he decided that today I will destroy Ram and also I will destroy Sita. So with his sword in hand, Ravan entered Ashoka Vatika, where Sita was sitting, And when Sita Devi saw Ravana coming, she could sense that this time Ravana is coming with some other intentions. And Sita Devi was thinking that why did I wait for so long? Hanumanji had come here to take me back to Lord Ram. I should have heard his instructions, but I somehow stayed here, and now the time has come that Ravana is going to kill me. So I was thinking that why Sita Devi should talk in such a way. But the point is that Lord Ram has come in the form of a human being, and therefore the whole Ramayana becomes nectarian when such things happen. When Lord Ram is bewildered, when Lakshman is injured, or Sita Devi is speaking about something which is fearing her. So this makes Ramayana very much interesting. But for such points, as Prabhupada says here, we should learn all our shastras from proper authorities. Similarly, when Ramayana is properly heard from authorities, then even this incident which may bewilder a person, that why Sita Devi is lamenting while Lord Rama is lamenting, while Lakshman got injured, even those incidents has a relevance of how Lord exhibits his pastime. So when Sita Devi was lamenting and crying like that, one very pious minister, which is very rare, but in Ravana's army there was a pious minister who came and told Ravan that, Ravan, what kind of yodha, you are kshatriya, you are? You are trying to hurt a woman? What you will get by killing Sita? After killing Sita, you will go and kill Ram, and then you come back, you don't have Sita also. So better go and kill Ram, use all your rage against Ram, and enjoy Sita. So when Ravana started like that, Ravana agreed. And Ravana turned back, and Sita Devi was not harmed. So Ravana, by the time he came back to his palace, it was in the evening time. So he decided that let some more tribe be there, let some more Rakshasa soldiers go and try to defeat Ram. And if they cannot defeat, tomorrow morning I will leave for battlefield. So many Rakshasa soldiers, they entered into the battlefield in the evening time. And when they all attacked the monkey soldiers, all the monkey soldiers, seeing such a huge volume of soldiers, Rakshasa soldiers, they all ran away, hither and thither. But they all came and took shelter of Lord Ram in the danger, in the difficulty. And Lord Ram employed a Gandharva weapon. And by this Gandharva weapon, it is mentioned that Lord Ram sometimes would become invisible, and sometimes the Rakshasas would see 1,000 Rams on all sides. And they were so bewildered, they were not knowing where to shoot, where is Ram. And Ram was continuously shooting arrows. And it is mentioned that in 1 hour, Lord Ram killed 2 lakh foot soldiers, 18,000 elephant warriors, 14,000 cavalry, and many chariot fighters. They're all slain. And remaining Rakshasas, they ran away. So when Ravan came to know about this, when so many Rakshasa soldiers were slain, all the ladies of Lanka, they all could not control themselves. They came running towards Ravan and wailing and crying that what you are doing, Ravan, you are killing so many people of yours. What kind of king you are? And they are all cursing. They are cursing Ravan, and they are also cursing Shurpanaka, because she was the root cause of the whole fight. So Shurpanaka also had an agenda, and therefore she was propelling Ravan to fight. And she only was a lady who propelled Ravan to go and kidnap Sita. Actually, Shurpanaka herself was little angry over Ravana, because Ravana, he was such a mad person that many times he would fight with people and kill them. So in madness, one time Ravan killed Shurpanaka's husband. So when Shurpanaka became very angry and she was crying, Ravan says that, well, errors happen sometimes, don't worry. So that was the cool response of Ravan. So Shurpanaka became very angry. And Ravan said, see, you stay in Lanka, you remember your husband. So go to Karadusha and stay in Dandakaranya. So Shurpanaka went to Dandakaranya, and then Dandakaranya, everyone is enjoying. Everyone had their mates, but Shurpanaka was alone. So she was searching, and then she came to Ram. So she did not get Ram. Sita was the impediment. So she used all that revenge attitude and convinced Ravan to go and capture Sita. So this is how it happens in demonic family. So for all these hideous purposes, all the women in Lanka were cursing her, and they were crying. On the other hand, Ravan, instead of becoming compassionate, he was thinking, you become very angry. How can you challenge me? I am undefeatable. And Ravana said, tomorrow morning I will leave. Now I will fight. And next day morning, Ravan left he came out of the city from the northern gate, and it is mentioned that this time he was carrying a huge army. I mean, almost like the end of the battle, but still there is a huge army with Ravan. It is mentioned he was carrying 1 lakh chariot warriors, 3 lakh elephant warriors, 60 million horse soldiers, and uncountable foot soldiers. You can imagine what was the size of Ravana's army compared to the size of Lord Ram's army. And compared to the weaponry also, Lord Ram's army were full of monkey soldiers, and they were throwing trees and rocks and stones, and this army of Ravana was fully equipped. But yet Lord Ram won, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be defeated. So Ravan came out mad, hissing like a serpent. And when he came out, immediately all bad omens were there in the sky. It is mentioned that suddenly the sun, which was shining so brightly, became covered by clouds. And from the clouds, instead of rain water, blood started coming and pouring on Ravana's army. And Ravana's left arm and left eye started throbbing and twitching. And then after that, Ravana's horse, they were regularly stumbling while driving, while walking, while running away. And a vulture came and sat on Ravana's flag post. So all these bad omens Ravana seeing, he was so determined that I don't care for these bad omens, I will be victorious. So I mean, people in Kali Yuga will appreciate this determination. They may give a seminar also, Ravana's determination. Like recently someone told me that they are making a film on Ravan now. After the episode became failure, the serial which was there in TV, it became a failure. Now they are trying to make a film on Ravan. So this is Kali Yuga, even Ravan is glorified. And because people need something new, so if Ravan is glorified, something new is there in the screen. So let me see. So recently I was giving a lecture on Ramayana, and one student from one college told me that, Prabhuji, Ravan's determination is so powerful, you know, we should learn from Ravan. So I told him that his determination was based on the loss of other people's life. It was not on based on his own. He was very selfish. His determination was strong, but based on others' self-interest. He was very selfish, and therefore that determination is not determination. But somehow the student could not be convinced. So one boy from the audience told me that, Prabhuji, because we are not affected by Ravan so much, so we may try to glorify Ravan. But let us take a very simple incident which is very close and very relevant to all our lives. And he mentioned that just recently Bombay was attacked by this terrorist. So do anyone appreciate what daring they had? How fearless they were? We never appreciate. Why? Because they were doing ghastly activities which were affected by. So therefore, since we are not affected by what happened Treta Yuga, Ravan and Lord Ram's army, so we try to glorify Ravan. But we don't glorify those people who came for attacking Bombay city. So therefore, Ravan's determination is just is a emblem or symbol of selfishness. So Ravan enters in the battle, and it is mentioned that when Ravan enters, he directly goes towards Lord Ram because he wants to fight with Lord Ram. So the fighting ensues. Ravan strikes Ram on his forehead with an arrow, and Lord Ram is not flinched, and he remains stable. And then Lord Ram attacks. It is mentioned that Lord Ram attacks with a Rudra weapon, and this Rudra weapon creates many more arrows. That one arrow creates many more arrows, but they all go and hit Ravan, and they bounce back from his armor. Then Ravana becomes angry, and he puts Asura weapon on his bow, and he hits. And his Asura weapon is described in Ramayana as that weapon which releases countless of arrows, all having the heads of either a lion or a tiger or a vulture or a serpent or an alligator. And all of these heads had wide gaping mouths open, and they're all rushing towards Ram. Ram employed Agni weapon, and he melted all the arrows in the mid-air. However, Ravana's arrow was so strong that the impact of the arrows killed 1,000 monkey soldiers. Then Ravana employed Rudra weapon, which was given to him by Mayadanav, and Lord Ram took Gandhar weapon, and he counteracted that arrow. Then Ravan took Surya weapon and Ram counteracted with Chakra weapon. Ravan became angry and Ravan immediately pierced Lord Ram with 10 powerful arrows, but nothing happened to Ram. Seeing this, Lakshman became very angry and he entered the battle and immediately shot arrows and he put down the flag of Ravan. He killed the chariot driver of Ravan, and seeing this, Vibhishan also became very enthusiastic. He also entered and he, with his mace, he hit all the horses on the head and they all died. Ravana's all horses were died and Ravan had to come down from the chariot. When Ravan saw Vibhishan, he became very angry and he now wanted to remove all his vengeance. So he took a very powerful spear which he had kept it for Vibhishan specially, and he was about to throw it. So Lakshman, sensing that Vibhishan is in danger, Lord Lakshman, he threw a lot of arrows on Ravan, by which Ravan was disturbed and he became agitated that I was not able to kill Vibhishan. So Ravan became angry and Ravan said, okay, you did not allow me to throw this spear on Vibhishan, so I will throw the spear on you now. And he threw that spear and the spear was coming from air towards Lakshman. It was a very powerful spear. And Lord Ram was praying to the spear that since we cannot overdo the spear, let the spear affect as less as possible. And finally the spear entered into Lakshmana's body and he fell down unconscious, almost lifeless. Lord Ram went and he was crying a lot for Lakshmana. He said that what is the use of winning a battle if Lakshmana is not there? So Lord Ram became angry more and told the monkey soldiers to guard Lakshmana's body. And Lord Ram went and he charged at Ravan in such an anger that Ravan became overpowered. So much overpowered that Ravan had to flee away from the battle because of Ram's anger. However, here Lakshmana was injured and there was a doctor in the army of Lord Ram, Sushena. And he mentioned and he told that Lord Lakshmana is just injured. If he gets some herbs from Mount Mahoday in the Himalayas, then he will be again revived back to his original consciousness. So Hanumanji jumps, brings Mount Mahoday, the whole mountain, because he could not identify the herbs. The herbs were made to, Lakshmana was made to smell those herbs. He regained his consciousness, he got up. And Ramayana mentions that Hanumanji went back to Himalaya again to put the mountain back to his original place. That means Hanumanji was not using a thing for his service. Whatever is required, he did it, and he saw that this mountain is actually from Himalayas. Let me take it back and put in the Himalayas again. So Hanumanji again jumped from South India towards the north and kept the mountain and came back again. So when Lakshmana became revived, Lord Ram was angry. Meanwhile, Ravan came back again into the battle, and here he was again and he was fighting very vigorously. It is mentioned that when Ravan returned, he came with a new chariot because his chariot was lost, destroyed. So Indra saw from heaven that Ravan has a chariot while Lord Ram has no chariot. So Indra sent his own chariot from heaven. So from the sky there was an announcement, Akashvani, that O Lord Ram, please take this chariot of Indra. And the chariot descended along with the chariot driver, Matali. So Lord Ram, he did not jump in the chariot. Lord Ram actually did parikrama of the chariot. He honored the chariot of Indra and then he boarded the chariot to fight with Ravan. So it is mentioned that Ravan, when he was fighting, there was intense competition, and Ravan also employed his illusory power of attacking through various other weapons, but Ram simply counteracted the illusion. That fight continued for 1 hour, and it is mentioned that when Ravan one time was overpowered by Lord Ram's arrow, the monkey soldiers also joined in and they threw stones on Ravan. So this time when Ravan got overpowered, his chariot driver took Ravan away from battlefield so that he can regain his strength and come back. So when he went away, when Ravan came to consciousness and he came to know that he is away from the battle and that his chariot driver has taken him away from battle, he started cursing his chariot driver. That why you took me away from battle? I am a coward now. And the chariot driver said that my first duty is to protect my master. So you are not protected, you are in danger, so I brought you outside. But now you can go back and revive your fighting. So at this time when Ravan went outside the battle, it is mentioned Agastya Rishi came to Lord Ram and told Lord Ram that Ravan can only be killed if you employ a Brahmastra and chant this particular prayers, which is called as Aditya Hridaya prayers. So Agastya Rishi gives those prayers to Lord Ram, and then when Ravana comes, there is an intense fighting between Lord Ram and Ravana, and finally when nothing is happening, so Matali reminds Hanuman, Ram, that why don't you employ, why are you so defensive, why Ravana is attacking you and you are defensive with Ravana, instead of that you attack, and now you remember Agastya Rishi has given you prayer. So apparently Ram has to be reminded, but that's the pastime of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram then employs his Brahmastra, and it is mentioned that when he puts the Brahmastra on the bow, all other demigods and all other very powerful living entities, they come and put all their strength in that arrow. Garuda comes and supplies the feathers for the arrow. Mount Meru and Mount Pandara, they put all their weight in that arrow. And in this way, and Agni comes and puts all his power on the tip of the arrow. And finally, Lord Ram releases the arrow. And the arrow goes through the sky and directly it penetrates into the heart of Ravana and takes his sinful life away. And in this way, Ravana is killed, and Lord Ram and all of his army soldiers celebrated the victory of Ram over Ravan. So this is something about Ramayana, how the victory of good over evil. So Prabhupada also is urging here that more we hear about Krishna's pastime, more we hear about Krishna's holy name, then there is a chance that we can not only eradicate our bad dream but also our daydream, and then we can revive our Krishna consciousness and go back to that place from where we don't have to come back again. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments? Any questions? Hare Krishna.